We are learning Masechtas Ksubos Daf Ayin Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines on top of the wide lines. It's around 15 lines down, two lines top of the wide lines. But you say, what were we handling over here? We're handling over here, how in the world can you make a neder to madder your wife from being neder from you? I have a chiyuv mezaynus. So Bayezema shahadira kashehi arusa. They made a neder while she is arusa. While she's arusa, he's not mechuyev in mezaynus. So therefore, he can make a neder. That's the pasuk shot. So arusa means the mezaynus. So the question is, if it's arusa, so what are your parnas for? Like she's not mechayev. The neder is chal because she's not mechayev in mezaynus. So why you have to give a parnas either? She's arusa. Arusa is for just kedushin. There's no chiyev in mezaynus. Arusa means the mezaynus. And for the gemara, she gives mamu nisu. It already has 12 months. The halacha is you have 12 months to get married. If he doesn't get married, that makes an assume within 12 months, he has to start giving him his zaynus. See, he gives mamal nisu, tnan. He gives mamal nisu, echalas b'shloi, echalas b'chuma. You start eating, you give him chuma, and you eat him his zaynus. The feet of Mishnah Roshayin, you still eat chuma. So the halacha is that you have to give him his zaynus. Now Rashi says that, okay, so then why is the ned the chalaf mechayim his zaynus? If he gives mamal nisu, you chayim his zaynus. Zog Rashi. Rashi is on four lines from the top. The medaraisa loy meshubed lo lefika chal haneder. The iser the raisa who medarabonah chayav lezayin who yam eparnas. Rashi says that since only the rabbanon the gedin from mezaynah, therefore it's chal. Therefore neder is chal. Frank Tosfos, I don't understand. Every mezaynah could be chiv derabbanon. Tosfos nemzon. We are pasking even that way that every chiv mezaynah is only derabbanon. So therefore Tosfos says lechayra every case. L'chayra should be chal the neder. What was the Gemara's kasha? Teretz says no. The shibud of the rabbanon is strong enough. The neder is not chal. So here, if it's talking about even a neder and the chiyuv mezaynus, so why is it chal? Therefore, Tosfos says the pasuk pshat. You made the neder wash before the 12 months. You made the neder wash arusa before the 12 months, and now reached the 12 months. The chiyuv mezaynus. That is when you had the chiyuv to give mezaynus. You have to put a parnas. But the neder was chal before. That's what Tosfos learns. Agav, you see from Rashi that we're going according to the Yomim. Chiyuv mezaynus is the raisus. You see from here, the chayrot imaisa dechav mezaynus dechav that we said before is even by the raisus. That was just mentioned before that maybe our sugi's master was the raisus from Rashi. We will like that. But kabbalim, we have Rashi Tosfos had to learn what the case of the neder was. Either neder was after the 12 months already while she's arusa or before the 12 months. But either way, that's what we're talking about here. The neder is chal because she's arusa, and you have to give a parnas. Well, my start says to me, why daf 30 days? Because I choice me of a shtiyah shechusay. Till 30 days, the parnas will do what he has to do. Tveile of a shtiyah shechusay. More than that, the parnas will not do his job. Now, why not? Because we'll see in the Gemara soon that this parnas it can't be a direct shliach where he offers to pay the parnas. If that's the case, then the halacha is that's a regular giving hanot to the isha. So the case over here will be is he said kol hazana in a mafsid, which means that whoever gives mezaynus won't lose. But he never was mechayiv himself. Therefore, he's not mechayiv to pay. Since he's not mechayiv to pay, so for 30 days the parnas will do a chesed. It's really a chesed what he's doing. He'll get paid maybe, but it's a risk. So for 30 days he'll do that. But after 30 days he had enough. He will not do that. And that's why only until 30 days, that's Pshat HaMishnah, only until 30 days that you have Shiyah Shechusah. So far we have two Pshatim in our Mishnah. You learn our Mishnah, you learn our Mishnah, two Pshatim. The first Pshat is that it was talking about the Dvarim Katanim. And 30 days is that until 30 days she's not embarrassed to have a husband made a neder on her. The second Pshat is going, while she's Arusa was a neder, and here we're handling, the reason 30 days is because the partners won't do something for more than 30 days. But Skid is not going to do for more than 30 days. But by the same, a third Teretz, this Teretz might not work out. But by the same, Shadira Kashi Arusa, Venissas. They made the neder while she's Arusa. What's the partners for? And she got married. Right, there Nissus, her sovereign of a Kibla. If she got married, then she got married, Aldas, not to get Mazonis, because she knew about the neder before. Zakhtimara da Amra, so she says, Kusfura nicha ni yoichel kabel. Achso yoichel kabel. She says, I thought I'd be able to handle it, but now I can't handle it. Frank the Gemara, Imid Amin Hachi, Gabi Mumin. Limazoni mi Amin Hachi. Maybe you can say to Gabi a mum, that you marry someone a mum, you can say, you know, I thought I could handle it. I'm not handling that mum. But Mazonis, everyone knows, you know, you need food to eat. You know, it's not something you don't understand. So obviously you're a makabel. So therefore, it can't be such a case. The machvarta kashim mekara. The other two terutzim, this last teretz did not work out. So we have two terutzim in our mishnah. Either we talk about arusa and she's still arusa, we're talking about giyas mamle nisu, or the first shot is we talk about dvarim katanim with the neder was chal, and then the 30 days is because it's zila bamilsa. Zok the gemara vayta. Hatzlo shvim yamid parnas. So Pasuk out of the Mishnah is that you have a shliach giving mizonis for you. For eating Gemara, panis lav shlichusik avdet. He's doing your shlichus, and therefore it's part of the iser neder. Like Rashi says, bitmi animtza oiver anidra. You're being oiver anidra. Amravuna ba'imer. In a case where he says kolazon einam afsid, anyone who gives mizonis to my wife will not lose. That's not called a shlichus. But in the Mishnah, the halacha is when it comes to get, you only can give a get if you're a shliach of the Baal. And it says in the Mishnah there, Misha Mushlich a bar, a guy was in a bar and he was going to die. No one's getting him out. Whoever hears my voice, yichtev get lishtoi, should write a get for my wife. Hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu. The edim could come, write a get, and give it to the wife. So you see, it's called a shlichus. So you see, if you say such a lashon like that, call shemeya, call azan, it's called shlichus. So Gemara, it's not a dimyon. Look closely, it's not a dimyon. Haki hashta hasam kama yichtoy. Says whoever hears my voice should write it. It's a tivoy, it's a command. Haka mikama yizun. Doesn't say whoever hears my voice should give him zaynus. Call hazan kama. It says whoever is going to be zan, he will not lose. It's a whole different lashon. Now, not only that, the Ran speaks out. He not mechuyev. If someone goes and gives them zaynus, he's talking not mechuyev to pay her. Like the Ran to the reader Lashon, the Chiyai Gavna, Lav Shichusi Ovid, the Einai Chayev Lefroy Aloy. That's Lashon the Ran. Yinam Machuyev Taka to pay up. Right, the Gemara Kasha. So that's what we're saying. In the case of Parnes is, because in a Mafsis, it's not Yishliak, you don't have to pay even. Right, the Gemara Kasha. Vomer of Ami, Bidleika Tiru Loyma Chomachav in a Mafsis. If someone has Chas Shom a fire on Shabbos, so Halacha is, you're not allowed to go tell a guy to extinguish the fire. It's called a Mir Lakum. That means even if someone has a $10 million home burning down, and he's going to lose out all that money, and it's only his derabbanan amir lakum, you're not allowed to tell a goy to extinguish the fire. But you could say, kol machaba ein mafsid. So it says, dafka badleika. Badleika lamutimai. Badleika, why dafka? Something, like, trying to exclude something else. Lamutimai. My lav lamutikai gavna. Maybe saying dafka by Shabbos, you could do it, but not by nedarim. That's what it says, but like, no, where's it? No. Loy, lemut is shari surim, the Shabbos. Avada, you could do calls on him after by parents, by neda, you could do that. What's coming to exclude is other surim Shabbos. Dafka by dleika, I let you do this harama of kol makabe in mafsa. Why is dleika different? Rashi explains, different is because odom baal amon moinai, if you don't give him some kind of heta, he's going to go do it himself. So therefore, we give him some kind of heta, say kol makabe in mafsa, that you could do. But let's say you need a different thing where it's not an odom baal. Let's say your light turned off. Maybe you can't say that. You can't say kol turns on my light in mafsa, that you can't say already. Al kapanim. So we're still back to the pshat. We have a pshat that calls on in the mafsid. That's the pshat in our mishnah. The case of paradis was not yishtiach. Masav Rava Hamud alam mechaveru. If someone is moid enough mechaveru, here it was Reuven. He said, "I'm not going to have enough mishimin." He did it to himself. Reuven said, "I'm not having enough mishimin." But Shimon feels bad for the guy, the poor guy. He made it there. Now the guy is starving. He doesn't eat. So what Shimon could do? He could go Yerichet to Chevni Aragalas. He goes to the Chevni, who knows him. They know each other good. They know each other. They'll know what they're trying to say. He goes to the store. He says, "You know, Reuven doesn't have anything to eat. You know, it's funny. We don't know many. He got the cabin off me, and he doesn't have anything to eat. Any day, my what should I do for him?" So what happens is that's all he said. The Chevni goes, who knows him. The Chevni goes and gives Reuven food. And Shimon pays for it. So it's mashba hachu the shari. He didn't say anything. He didn't say cause on him after. He just said the guy needs food. And there it's mutav. A kol hazon in a mafsid. It's mashma. Kol hazon in a mafsid. Lo, you can't say that. So it's a kasha. Kol hazon in a mafsid. Maybe it's more of a shlichus. There was Reuven made out of Shimon. He did it to himself. Reuven said, "I'm not having anything to do with Shimon." And Shimon sees Reuven now is no is destitute. So Shimon walked into the store that he knows and says, "Reuven's starving." That's all he says. Reuven's starving. He can't have enough of me. That's all. And the store goes and supplies food. That's mutter. But the say calls on him mafsid, you can't say. There's a smash mercy like this. No. Loyim boy kama. Loyim boy calls on him mafsid, the la'amba kama. That's for sure mutter. You're not talking to anyone specific. Saying anyone who does zon in a mafsid. However, hi, you go into a specific store. Given the regular story, because of, you're going into this store that ever knows you, because of kama, command omale, zilhavle at dami. It's like I told you to give. Kamash Malon, that even though you're going to a Yachid, that's not called a shlichus. But it will come out, if you walk into that store and you say, Kol HaZon Einam Mafsid, you tell the guy, if you do it, Einam Mafsid, Avada wouldn't be good, like Tosh speaks out. Tosh the Maschal Ba'im speaks out, Avalamei Mele Yachid, Am Tazun Loi Tafsid, Osir, the Mechzik HaShluchai. And therefore, there's basically two ways to do it. Either you say La Alma calls on your mafsid, or you walk into your store, your local store, and say that this guy can't eat. That's the two ways you could do it.
On Shabbos, you go over to the...
On Shabbos, you can't do... That's back to call Makami and your mafsid. You only can do it by liquor. You can't do it. Then it means you can't...
You're still going to one person. If you're going to one person...
You can't... By Leica, you can't do it either. One person, I don't think you can do one person either. Saying call Machava. I don't know, it's a good child. We have a Shabbos by Leica. Could you go to one person? Probably not. Because it's more of a slichus. Probably not. I'm not sure, but probably not. Gufa. You go to your regular store. And he gives supplies food to Reuven, and he goes collects from Shimon. And the Brisa goes further and says more cases. Basically, live noise. Let's say the guy needed a house. He didn't have any place to live. He needed a fence. He needed his field to be cut. He needed the tour to be cut. He goes to his regular workers. I don't know how to help him. They go work for him. They go take the money from Shimon. Now, let's say they're on the road, and it's only Reuben and Shimon. Now you got a problem. You don't have the Ruggalites. Like, what do you do now? And he doesn't know what to eat. What do you do? So, this other guy, you have other guy with you, but he's not the chemini. He's not a chemini arugalat's life. So what do? You can't, if you tell the other guy, you know, Reuven, you know, he's very hungry, Reuven. The guy would say, okay, so give him some food. He's not going to chap the situation. So what do? So dear, nois lachash matana. Give him a ton to the other person, to this third person, this guy, Shmerel. V'halah, noita v'aychal, and the other one could take from him and eat. Umutta, that's mutta. Main shemachah, it's only them two, like I spoke at first, only them two. You put on top of a rack, on top of a fence, and you say, it's hefka for everyone. Everyone can take it and eat it. Rabbi Yisya is the pastor going in the last case. He holds that it's usher to do that case of hefka. Why? Why is it usher? Why is it hefka? It's something not for me. My time, it's a gzeru because the maisa beis chayron. That's a gemara in Perek Hashutvim where there was a fellow who his father asked hanah from him, or he asked his father hanah from him. His father couldn't have enough from him, and he was making chasana. He wanted his father to come to the chasana. So what he did was he gave away all his whole chasana to someone, and he said it's yours. And now the father come. So that guy said, he's a smart aleck. The guy said, you gave it to me. I mean, makdishit l'shamayim. Oh, he said, no, I didn't give it to you for that. I only gave it to you so the father came hanah. Now, look, that's not really a good hefker because it's not. It's only doing it to make a shtick. So that type of case is not allowed. That type of hefker. So here we are worried that he only did it. Just he didn't really make it a hefker. He only did it to give him food, and therefore that would be also. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi asks such a case, even if he did it with Leif Shalom, or to that case. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. But upon him, the pshat. That's what we just said. The pshat. That there is a way when a mudanah to give someone food, either a ragalat story, that's one etza, the other etza is giving to a third person, and then they can give each other, or imafgir at the Kohen Tanakama, and basically holds that case is asar. Oh,